Welcome to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, February 23rd, 2014. The Reverend Bill Lane is preaching on this, his last service at our church. Today's sermon is, Oh, the Places We Have Been, in honor of our time together. Our New Testament scripture reading for today is Hebrew chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
So I was reminded yesterday that the folding folders often, when looking at the bulletin, look at the cover and say, "Oh, that's Pastor Bill." You know, that's what they can discern from that cover. Oh, he's done that. And so, how many of you, when you saw today's bulletin cover, said, "Oh, that's Pastor Bill," and wondering where the picture is, right? Well, you know what? You're pretty close to that. We are actually, I don't know if any of you know it, but I like playing board games. What? Yeah, kind of. Oh, I just tell you something new about me for the first time, huh? Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be great to play a board game with all of you today. So you need to pull out your bulletin and you need to get to that blank cover. And if you're sharing with someone else in there, maybe find a scrap of paper. I know that we, even me, love using the backsides of prayer slips. You may be wondering what these blue books are for. They're really desks in that. So you have a nice surface to write on, and we provide you with pencils in it. Now, what I'm going to do is actually invite Pastor John to come up here, because I need a participant in this game. What he's going to do is he's going to describe to you a picture. Okay? He's going to have 90 seconds to do that. Now, no one's going to be judging your picture. So don't worry about that. Just try to put in all the stuff that he says in that picture. Right. When he's done, I'll take the car away from him. And then I'll read off 10 things that hopefully you did put in your picture to score. And each one would be a point for you then. Get the idea? So don't worry. You can draw, if he says a person, you can draw it as a human being. Or you can make a big stick figure or elaborate. But remember, you only have 90 seconds. So don't try to go into graphical details of that. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you about 10 seconds to look at that. Okay, here we go. That was 10. Ready? Go.
You've got the sun in the upper right-hand corner with the rays coming out. You've got a rather large duck floating up in the air holding on to two balloons that has a little window in the balloons that are sitting there. And looking down below is a big crocodile alligator laying down upon a big beach blanket type of deal with the grass growing around it. He's got his hands behind his head, his legs are crossed, his tail's curved up, he's got sunglasses, his teeth are grinning, he's got little grass tufts around, he's got a soda fountain drink. The cup is striped going down with a straw coming up and going through. The duck is also
crying. 30 more seconds.
The duck is crying, got tears off the side of his head. His head is probably a little bit larger than anything else. One wing holding the balloon up, the other wing is down. The crocodile's got his toenails that you can see that are sitting there. And he's just basking in the sun. And I'm not sure what
10,
else to say.
10, 9, 8, 7,
the scales 6, on the back of the crocodile 5, that you can see. 4. And I guess that's
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, if you don't think you can be honest, you can switch with someone else. That's fine. But we can go on faith and trust and honor system into that too. So if you find these items on there, you can put a little tick mark and we'll see how we do. Here we go. Number one, there are stripes visible on the cup next to the alligator. The alligator is wearing sunglasses. The bird is holding exactly two balloons.
I thought it was a duck.
The bird, duck and bird are the same thing.
Chicken.
There are tears visible around the bird's face. There are tears visible around the bird's face. There is a straw in the cup. The bird's mouth is wide open.
Oh, I missed that one.
The alligator is lying on a blanket. The alligator's teeth are visible. The sun is in the the sun is to the right of the bird. The sun is to the right of the bird. there are at least 6 rays emanating from the sun. At least 6 rays emanating from the sun.
Are you going to show that?
All right. And this is what the picture looked like that he was describing. I'm sure all of yours looks like that.
Actually, James looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, not bad, James. James got the alligator the wrong way, belly down, but that's all right. So, did anyone score a perfect 10? How about 9s? Oh, very good. 8s? 6s? Oh, 7. Sorry, 7s. 7s, 6s. 5s? 4s? 3s? 2?
1.
Yeah. And 1 for making a mark on the paper? Yeah. You don't have to leave that up anymore. Oh, well, you can talk to him later on that. Yeah, as I shared with the children and what we did here, describing things that have happened to us, that we have different stories about what's happened, different memories of things, and we pull out the ones that are strong in our minds, things that resonate with us in our journeys in life. In September, we celebrated 70 years. 70 years of Community Presbyterian Church has been in this area, in this lot. There are pictures that lift up the old building, the older building, the oldest building, all those buildings that built, people hanging upside down. When we watched the video clips of that, I mean, how many of you thought of that would never go fly with OSHA today? You know, the way those ladders were sort of built and rickety and going back and forth, and that it was built. And 70 years of ministry has happened and gone through with this. 8.5 years ago, I got the privilege, the honor, to be part of the memories here at Community Presbyterian Church. Memories that started off exploring children and youth and families and adults and choirs and music, learning from each other back and forth. I mean, things that will resonate for me, the times of, I remember when going up to Westminster Woods on a weekend, and we were returning back, maybe some of the youth remember, and they were filming a movie, and we decided to be in it. And we went back and forth across the highway several times, waving. And every time I passed through that same path there, that same part of that back road that this was being shot, of that grove of that, I think about us. And even to this day, at times, I wave just in case there's a hidden camera. The memories of hearing that, well, we used to do vacation Bible school. It was been 10, 12 years ago. I don't know if we can do it. And then putting together people asking, what are you doing on the stage for vacation Bible school? I said, well, how else do you do it? And we build these sets and we decorate the entire facilities up. And sometimes we'd have a few kids and sometimes we'd be bursting in that. We'd laugh and share in that. And I was probably the only one at the end of the week that said, let's do another week. Several people were calling to see if my head could be examined. Or maybe it's the memories... I lift up a little with the youth in this. Maybe it's the memories. Do you remember this, Linda, of you dragging me upside down just to get a totem in a at a mission trip? It's mine! It's mine! It was mine. And people walking by the church that we were sleeping in going, what is this woman doing to this man? Of course, Jungle Speed is nicknamed Blood Sports because I don't know how many times we've had blood someplace, of noses, of glasses, of fingernails impaled, or a chair thrown at me. I can remember sitting in one of my first times at kind of, they had this lunch bunch group in the fireside room. And I remember getting up and walking to go into my lunch, and I cannot remember the individual that said, "I just want to let you know, Curly and Mac are in good form. You'll have a great lunch." And walking into that room, and sure enough, they were with all their tits and tats back and forth of sharing and laughing and hearing those stories of what the church was and what they think it should be, and I don't know why we do this or that type of thing. Light should be off, shouldn't they? Or the plays and painting that, and Mirta knowing that we painted because it didn't always make it on the drop cloths, and diligently going, "It's okay, Bill. It's okay." We have the play rehearsal next week again. And seeing the variety. I mean, there'll be lines that will stick in my mind, like, "Off with your head!" Or, "People, people, people." Or the classic one of the play, "Oops! Don't worry, the flower's not broken." Oh, and we're laughing when we share of these. But there's times, though, like of memories of when we gathered in the sanctuary, but we were so pushed to capacity that we flooded into the fellowship hall to celebrate life of an individual within our own community. It touched us, and the many others, memorial services that we had here, that we come together and share. And tears may roll down from our eyes. We may even laugh and chuckle about those things. 8.5 years, I had no idea the love and support I'd feel from this church. I came from a church that, yeah, I was their pastor, and some cared, and was in a little bit of a rough spot. I was grateful for this call, and you opened up your arms and surrounded me with love and care. You asked me why I was working on my Friday on my day off, when it was the first time I heard those questions before. I wanted to know what was happening on vacations or conferences and how my life was going. You shared in the bizarreness of me of wanting it to be cold and supported the fact that this pastor of ours is going to wear shorts. But there's more to his sexy legs and long, luscious hair that he could reach out and touch and be part of it and be part of a family. Be part of a family. Oh, the places that we have gone. And the reason I picked this theme is it's something I give to the graduates. Maybe some of you are familiar with the Dr. Seuss book. They give out. I know there's been a few grads that have received those individuals, those books, and I'm sure they've memorized it by now. But I thought it was appropriate, if you're familiar with the story, it's talking about the places that you're going to go, the experiences that you're going to have, the journey in which you're going to have. And it's not a journey that ends, but a journey that continues. In some ways, the title should be changed to "The Places That We Will Continue to Go," the places that Community Pres will continue to go. It may look different. It will. Because it's different than 70 years, 60 years, and 50 years ago. Our journey will continue to change. Who knows whether our paths will intersect again or not? Who knows what will happen tomorrow or the next day other than the Lord? And that's probably the common memory that's been part of the whole journey in faith together. That if we were to do the same activity and ask you to now paint a picture, draw a picture of Community Presbyterian Church, all of your pictures would be different. But the commonality in there, whether it's physically drawn or not, will be Jesus Christ, our faith, our trust in the Lord. And those are hard words sometimes to think when things are going a little bit rough in patches. They're easy to remember when we laugh and cheer and celebrate. But when things are a little different, when the path doesn't look like it has cleared, well, sometimes we have to take a few moments and pull out our knives and cut through some of it to continue on. But the common person that's with us is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ walks with us each and every moment. And we'll be in the next places. Been in the places we've been and be in the places that we are going to go. And we'll continue to do that walk. I know that Community Presbyterian Church will continue to thrive and continue to do vital ministry. And we'll continue to be a family to all that walk through this door. And we'll continue to add whoever comes through the doors into the picture. And 70 years from now, we'll be celebrating again, maybe 140, 150 years. That. And we'll walk back on the pictures and the places you've been before. And maybe you'll say, oh yeah, there was this board game geek kayaker short pants rigid guy that was part of that journey. And put that as part of one of the places that we've been through. My prayer is for you each and every day to continue on to the places that you will go. I am grateful and honored that I've been part of that journey with you for 8.5 years and been able to embrace you, and you've been able to embrace and love me. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.